Well, fancy sharing your daily commute on the bus or train with a canine companion. Well, if chick Parisians and New Yorkers are cool with it, why not us? For the second year running, Greater Wellington Regional Council's under pressure to change the rules to allow pooches on public transport. It's not a city council decision, but Mayor Justin Lester told Tim Fookes today he's a bit dubious.
Are all dogs going to be responsibly behaved? No. Can one control their toilet patterns?
No.
That gets a bit hard.
All right, fair questions, I suppose. Dog lover and petitioner Belinda Croft is with me on the program. Hello, Belinda.
Hi, Larry. How's it going?
I'm very well. So apparently it's not, is this right? Council have discussed this, but it's not the council's decision. It must be the transport companies, is it?
Well, I heard it was the Greater Wellington Regional Council that made the decision. So that's who I'm petitioning.
Where did you send the petition to then?
To the Greater Wellington Regional Council.
How many people have signed that petition?
I last checked a couple of hours ago and it was at 710.
Okay, and has council discussed it? They've looked at, because I believe that they have looked at this twice before. Have you had any feedback, reaction from the council?
I've actually had no interaction with them so far. I'm kind of hoping they will contact me because I think I've got some great ideas.
Yeah, well, you tell us about some of these great ideas. What are you wanting here exactly?
Well, what I'm wanting is for my dogs, really, and other dog lovers and dog owners to be able to take their dogs with them on the bus, not for like a joy ride around town, but rather to get from point A to B with their well-mannered canine with them.
Mm. How many dogs have you got?
I've got two myself.
All right, so you'd take two on the bus for the train? That's how it would work?
Yep, if I can take them in my car, then I'm fairly confident I'll be able to take them on a bus or train.
Okay. And you want dog-friendly buses and trains specifically, do you? I think that's probably a step too far.
What I'm hoping for is at least some routes or some certain times of the day buses to allow pets on.
Okay. Well, dogs are allowed on public transport overseas, so you want to go the same way?
Yeah, I think the Wellington way of that, really, because we're a friendly culture, we're open-minded, and I'm sure that this wouldn't be too much of a problem.
What about if the dog was a bit aggressive? Would that be an issue, wouldn't it?
It would be, which is why I feel that only responsible dog owners with responsible, well-mannered, obedient dogs should be allowed on.
Okay, so people who have safety or health or hygiene concerns or are allergic to dogs, they just get another bus, do they?
I think off-peak hours, you're not always going to be catching the same bus as everyone else. So there's, a chance that it would work well.
You wouldn't let the dogs on peak hour, is that what you're saying?
I think that's a good idea that a lot of people have actually suggested as well, and I wouldn't mind either.
Okay. And would the dog have to buy a ticket?
Ultimately, it's up to the council. I wouldn't be opposed to it. In fact, I'd be more than willing to pay extra to have my dog join me on the bus or the train.
People probably think that's a silly question, but that's what they do in Paris. The dogs actually have to have a ticket.
If they're going to be taking up a seat or even if they're going to be making someone uncomfortable, then I'd be more than willing to pay to have my dog with me.
Yeah, I'm not sure whether they buy the ticket themselves. I think their owners might buy the ticket. All right, so how do you think this is going to go for you? You think council are going to bend, buckle? As I said, they have looked at this twice before.
Yeah. I'm confident we've got some really great ideas from the public, actually, that have been commenting on the petition on change.org. And a lot of great ideas that I think should be looked over, at least.
See, Belinda, I don't have a problem with it, actually, because I've travelled overseas and I've seen dogs on trains and buses overseas. I don't have a problem. But, I have a problem with some dogs. You know, I've got a dog in the family. It's not mine, but I wouldn't let him near a train or a bus, you know? Bit aggressive.
Yep.
He'd attack everybody on the
understand.
Train. So
yeah,
how do you manage that? How do you police control that?
I think as a responsible dog owner, you would know whether or not your dog is going to be comfortable going on, or would you be comfortable taking it on, you know? Like, you'll know that, and if you're not prepared to do that, then you won't. So I feel it really does come down to responsible dog ownership.
All right, Belinda, thank you, and we'll see what comes of it. That is Belinda Croft, a petitioner to get dogs in public transport in Wellington. It is now 4:17.